Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Graham for his update.
Good morning. I'm going to be brief. We are holding a number of summer board meetings. We've been doing them at 8 a.m. There is a lot of business that has to take place within in a large school district like ours, and so we're doing these meetings to get people appointed so that we have everything in position for the opening of school. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Ms. Slattery. Thank you.
Okay. Any visitors? Okay, we'll begin. Business items, bid award, 3A1. May I please have a motion? Tony, second. Meredith, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Personnel items, consent agenda for personnel items 4A1 through 4D8. May I please have a motion? Mike, second. Bill? Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we have an abstention from Sarah.
For which number?
For a
nine.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
It's approved now?
All approved. And Dr. Graham?
One of the things, as I mentioned just a moment ago, is that we are doing this so that we can get a number of people in key positions in place. And so I ask that some of our staff who are being appointed this morning, if you don't mind just standing for a moment, all of those who are being appointed, we welcome you. As I've been meeting with all of our probationary staff, I've been saying to them that we have a large district here, and we have a lot of resources in terms of the people here and the knowledge in our district. And so I encourage all of you to reach out to those people throughout your time here and to gain that support. We're here to help you be successful, and we're trusting you with the most valuable resource that we have, the children of the Sachem School District. So congratulations to all of you, and we look forward to the great things ahead of all of you. Congratulations.
Okay, we're now on page 11, action items, consent agenda for action items 511 through 5110. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Meredith, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. So now we go to page 14. Reading and adoptions, second reading, 521, second reading and adoption. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 531, approval of budget transfers, $50,000 or greater. May I please have a motion? Bill, second. Mike, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Recommendations from Committee on Special Education, 541. May I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Monthly reports, we have 6A1, the determination from Committee on Preschool Education. May I please have a motion? Bill, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Any updates from any committees? No? As a future agenda item, or we could even have the discussion today, as everybody knows, we have two vacant board seats, so I spoke to everybody that I could reach regarding what we would like to do for them. So I would like to ask any board members to weigh in with their opinions. Sarah, can you put on your mic? Thank you.
I think we should take resumes and look to fill the two empty spots so we're not short for meetings, because I know sometimes some of us can't make it.
All right, Meredith?
I agree.
Okay. Tony?
Good idea.
Bill?
I'm amenable to taking resumes. I just think that we should be positioned that if the resumes that come in are not adequate, that we would not necessarily be beholden to fill those positions.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree with Bill. Maybe past board members that have experience, but if the resumes do not fill the need, then roll with what we got.
All right. Thank you, Mike. So I guess that's a majority. So, Ken, what do we do?
What I will do is check with our legal counsel, because as the board knows, there were three options that with vacated board seats that the board could pursue. The first is a special election that has associated costs with it as far as opening up an election. The second would be soliciting resumes from the board and then the board interviewing and appointing. And the third would be leaving those seats vacant. It sounds like there's the majority of the board at this time that says they'd be interested in taking resumes. So I'll reach out to legal counsel and confirm what the next steps in that process will be.
Thank you very much, Dr. Graham. Any other questions or anything for future agenda? Okay. That's it. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming.